Welcome to Classical Baddies. My name is Sophia.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Yusha. And today we're going to be playing some classical quizzes, I think.
Yeah!
Something like that.
Yeah. So today I found two quizzes that we're going to be doing on Classical FM. One is called, Is It an Opera or an Apple? And the second quiz is called, If You Can Answer All These Classical Music Questions Without Googling, You're a Genius. I love good old-fashioned clickbait.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Love it.
We'll find out. We are not geniuses.
Alternative title for this video is Katie, Sophie, and Yusha Make Themselves Look Stupid.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So, starting off with, is it an apple or an opera?
Okay.
Please forgive my poor French.
Oh, no.
Is Renette... De Canada. Oh, God.
Reinette du Canada.
Oui, oui. Okay.
I'm saying apple.
Mm-hmm, I'd say apple, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with apple.
Yes.
Yes. 1 point.
Okay. Golden Delicious.
That's an apple.
Apple.
Yeah. Could you imagine if it was an opera?
Let's write it.
Yes. King Priam.
Priam. Opera? Question mark.
Nisha, what do you think?
I don't know, because that it sounds like a really dull opera. Let's go opera, just for the sake of.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And you just insulted whatever opera this is.
Tideman's Late Orange.
What?
Why would they name an apple with orange?
Maybe this is to throw us off.
Are these translated opera names?
I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't
Classical
say.
Classical FM. What's up?
All right, opera or an apple?
Okay, opera then, I guess.
We're going with opera?
No!
No, we're wrong.
It's an apple.
The orange threw us off.
that's an
opera. Or is Godunov?
Yeah.
Godunov? Wow.
Godunov, but yeah.
Woo!
That would be a weird name for an apple. Why was that? I've created a new strain. This is Boris.
delicious. All right. St. Edmund's Pippin.
That sounds like an apple to me.
An apple?
I don't know what the word Pippin is throwing me. I feel like it means something.
It might. I don't know. Let's see. Apple.
Mary Widow's an opera.
Oh, yeah.
Operetta. Classic FM, it's an operetta.
God.
Get it right.
Also, I feel like we need to let Katie read them before we answer them.
But yeah, I get so excited about the fact that I know things.
Yeah. Okay, read it before we say something, because we all know what this one is, but we tell our viewers.
Who wants to say it?
Lucia di Lammermoor. Lammermoor. Yeah. It's an opera.
Opera, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jonah Gold.
That's an apple.
Yes. All right. Melba.
I think that's an apple, but I've also heard of Melba toast, so I don't know.
I want to say apple?
Apple.
Apple. Nice.
Ooh.
Some of these, this game would be really embarrassing if we were bad at it.
I would
really embarrassing if we were bad
cry.
At it.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Hey, Amida. Opera history teacher would probably fail me. That's an opera.
Yeah.
An opera?
All yeah, right. Armida, yeah.
Yes. It's an opera. Birgitte Bonheur. Is it an opera or an apple?
As soon as I don't instantly recognize the name, I'm tempted to go with apple.
Apple, yeah.
Okay, let's go with apple. Ha!
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. We haven't brought shame onto our teachers.
Yes. Yeah. Fiera Bras, is it an opera or an apple?
Apple?
Yeah, I kind of feel apple.
No!
Oh, no!
No!
It's an opera!
Never heard of it in my life. Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh.
Katie.
You can't cackle at the name.
It's the golden cockerel. Is that why you're laughing at it?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Whew.
Well, Katie, tell us, is it an opera or an apple?
I'm going to say it's an apple.
It's an opera.
Oh, good.
Click on it.
It's an opera.
It's an opera.
Yep.
I've never heard of it, but okay.
I think it's, is it Hungarian?
Rimsky-Korsakov. It's Rimsky-Korsakov. Was Rimsky-Korsakov part of the five?
I don't remember.
Part of the what?
Like the five Russian composers who were part of the...
I think so.
Gerheimrat, Dr. Oldenburg. Opera or apple?
Oh. It's a weird name for both.
I know, but maybe an apple?
Yeah, let's go apple. Yeah.
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 Liberty. Is it an opera or an apple?
That'd be the most like American opera ever.
No. Let's go apple.
Yeah, apple.
It is an apple.
Yeah, great.
It's an apple.
The Beauty of Bath.
That'd be a terrible apple name.
I know. I feel like it must be mean like Bath, the city, and not.
There's a city named Bath.
I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and not my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with opera. Why not?
All right. No.
Oh no.
It's an apple.
The Beauty of Bath is an apple. That's a okay then.
Okay.
Okay. Un giorno di regno. Apple or opera?
Opera, right?
Yeah, okay. Probably.
Yeah. Thank you, Nisha, for doing all of the ones that I can't pronounce.
I don't know, man. It's still hard. I have no idea what I'm doing.
You don't believe them the way I do.
I'm about to. Esopus? Spitzenberg.
Spitzenberg.
I think that's an apple.
Let's go apple. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roxbury russet. Isn't that a potato?
It does sound like a potato.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, a potato is an apple of the earth.
Yeah, it's a pomme de terre. I was about to blow you away with my knowledge.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Took that from you.
It's okay. I think it's an apple. Do you guys think it's an apple?
I think it's an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was an opera, I would honestly wonder what it was about.
Potatoes, probably.
Cavalleria Rusticana?
That's an opera.
Isn't that an operetta?
Actually, it might be. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have two questions left.
All right.
Bellezza di Roma.
So, is that the Beauty of Rome?
Bellezza di Roma. Opera or apple?
I mean, the Beauty of Bath was an apple, so maybe this is also an apple.
I think it might be a trick, though. I don't know. I'd say opera.
We're
opera?
Split on this.
Or apple.
I'm tempted to say apple. I don't know. Would you just sing opera?
Yeah, I mean, fine. We can say opposite things. We'll just see.
Let's see if it's an opera or an apple.
Okay.
It's an apple.
Oh no!
Yes. Okay. I was right.
I dared.
It reads like I dared.
Someone tell me why is it I dared. And then Sophia said I dread. Dare. Frick.
Okay. Well, I dared, I guess. Oh, I don't know.
But is that an opera?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
What are we saying?
Opera?
Opera, sure.
It is an apple.
Dang. This is getting sad.
I just really...
We got 18 out of 23.
Absolutely brilliant. You're clever to the core.
Technically, I got 19 because I said...
Technically, Soph got 9. That means we all got 19.
Okay, Sophia. Let me have this. It. You're smart.
Let me have this. I'm competitive.
Okay. Next quiz. If you can answer all these classical music questions without Googling, you're a genius.
We're going to end up Googling.
No, we
probably
won't.
Even if it's after.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Okay, 20 questions.
Oh, no.
Which of these is not the subtitle of a Haydn symphony?
A subtitle?
Tragic?
Horn signal, lamentation, tragic, or mercury?
Tragic?
I think it's tragic.
No,
because about planets or Greek or Roman gods.
But did Haydn write in English? Did he?
I think it was all in German, from what.
So it wouldn't make sense for unless they've translated it.
Because horn signal isn't exactly German.
Okay, which one are we going with? Are we going to go with tragic?
Yeah.
We are correct.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. We're geniuses. Let's go next question.
Which of Elgar's Enigma variations was partially inspired by a bulldog?
Variation
11, variation 1, variation 12, or variation 9? I'm so sorry. I just have to tell you what the... the brackets are for the last one. Nimrod.
That is a, he's a hunter from the Bible. That's what the
what? Yeah.
No, the thing is Looney Tunes kind of changed the meaning of it by accident, because Bugs Bunny calls Elmer Fudd Nimrod repeatedly throughout it, making fun of him, being like, oh, you're the great hunter, but then it just kind of became a synonym for like a moron, or someone who's incompetent, and it was Looney Tunes that did it. Yeah. Fun fact: I actually know the answer to that.
Huh?
The more you know.
Woo! All right. So, which variation do we think was partially inspired by a bulldog?
Let's go. I'm gonna say 12 because two of the letters in the brackets are in the word bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
B. And G.
Yeah, there's an N, and I don't know where the N goes, but, you know.
Bulldog.
And bulldog?
Yeah.
Throw grammar out the window.
Yeah.
All right, variation 12?
Sure. I don't think either of you has a better answer.
Nope.
We are Mm-mm. wrong. It is Dang variation it. 11.
This is going to get real sad from here on out.
Yeah, yep.
Cellist Jacqueline Dupré born?
I mean, Jacqueline Dupré, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Cheltenham.
Oh, none of these are French.
Oxford, Cambridge, or Cernchester?
I don't know
why Oxford is calling to me.
Same.
The university.
It's Oxford, not Brogues.
We can go with Oxford.
Oxford?
Yeah.
Probably not Oxford, but yeah.
Oh god, we're just guessing.
Oh! All right!
Ah! Geniuses!
Not, I doubted myself guess. For a second.
Yeah.
For one moment, I forgot I was a genius.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one answer right. Like,
yeah, we got two, and we guessed both of them.
Yeah.
Which conductor always appeared on the podium wearing a white carnation?
Oh my god, what are these questions?
Sir Thomas Beecham, Sir Malcolm Sargent, Sir Henry Wood.
Katie, grow up.
I'm sleep deprived. I can't. Or Sir John Barbaroli. I think it's Sir John Barbaroli.
Let's go Sir Henry Wood, just because Katie laughed at it so hard.
Okay, I don't know why Malcolm's calling to me.
Okay. To split the difference, we'll pick the top one. And then whoever
wins. No, but then we'll get, no. No, pick one of the ones that we said, because.
Okay, well, I'll go with Soph and pick the one I laughed at, because I'm a child. It was, I was right. Malcolm Sargent. Nusha was correct.
And the psychic.
Yeah.
How old was Giuseppe Verdi when he wrote his Requiem?
Oi.
50.
Oh.
60. 70. Or 80.
Did Verdi live to 80?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But for whatever reason, 70 is calling.
70 is calling me too.
Okay, let's go 70.
She was 60. 60.
Dang it.
We were a decade off.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're 60, aren't you really 70?
No.
We just round up.
Yeah, guys.
Guys, all of these next questions, like the answers sound made up.
What is the name given to the lower register of the clarinet's playing range?
None of us play the clarinet.
Chalumau.
Oh no.
Chalumau. Chalumau. Or Chalarmer.
Chalarmer.
French, and I just wanted to hear Katie say them.
Yeah.
Try to say it.
Why would you let me?
Because it's funny.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. I'm going to say Chalumau.
Oh. I'm going to go with Chalumeau, the one with an S, because there's one with a CH and one with an SH.
Chalumar is kind of calling me, especially because it makes sense if they threw us off with three with the same ending and then.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. I'm going to go with the one with Nusha picked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Chalumeau with the CH.
So the one none of us picked, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did Benjamin Britten use to stimulate?
Simulate? God!
What did Benjamin Britten use to simulate raindrops in his opera for amateur musicians? Noise flood. Hmm. Pipettes and buckets.
Pipettes.
Empty baked beaned. What?
Pipettes. Not pipettes.
Not pipettes, pipettes. Like, did you not ever take a science class?
No! I took geology in high school.
Should have taken chemistry. It really would have helped your career as a musician and a podcaster.
Yeah, God, Katie. Katie.
Did you call her Kelly?
I said Katie.
I think that's even worse.
Teddy?
Teddy.
Just a little bit. Okay. I think empty baked beans tin.
Empty baked bean tins, teacups on a string, or a typewriter?
I think empty baked beans tin. Tins.
That makes sense to me.
For raindrops?
For raindrops.
Yeah.
Drop top.
Baked beans.
Baked beans? All right. And we're wrong.
No.
Teacups on a string.
How would teacups on a string?
Because it's not the sound. It's the look.
What?
What?
No, it's just for sound.
Oh, I was thinking, like, if it's teacups on a string, they just strung a bunch of teacups and we're like, yep, that's rain.
Okay, well, that's next not question. Music.
Yeah.
It's true.
And bean tins are?
They could be.
What? Yeah. They make sounds. It's a sound.
I guess if it's like China, then it would make like a tinkle noise when it like hits each other. Who wrote a piece called Skittle Alley Trio? Was
that
it?
That looks like
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, George Gershwin, Leonard Bernstein, or Antonin Dvorak?
I think it's Gershwin. It's like
some Gershwin stuff.
Yeah.
Gershwin? I trust
Skittle
you.
Alley as a name's really saying Gershwin to me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really funny if it was Mozart.
It would be so funny. Ready? Let's see.
If it's not Gershwin,
it's Mozart! No!
It's Mozart?
It's Mozart.
What?
I'm shaken to my core.
Oh, what?
Well,
wouldn't it be funny if it was nice... Mozart? It's Mozart.
I feel like I almost manifested that. Oh my god.
We're doing great, guys.
In 2021, went all the way back to...
Mozart went, I will compose it then.
Yeah, his ghost pulled it out of the ether.
You're just shit talking, was like, all right then.
Yeah.
In French opera houses, what job does the souffleur have? To encourage applause, prompter, first aider, or dessert chef?
I think that's a trick. The dessert chef thing is a trick.
Yeah.
To encourage applause?
Yeah, because souffle is to inflate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or to blow into?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see to encourage applause.
All right.
Come on.
Oh, it's a prompter.
Damn.
We really tried
we're
to
not
use
doing
our
well.
French skills.
Oh, we're going to fail this.
Yeah.
What is Simon Rattle's middle name? Dennis, David, Derek, or Daniel?
I get that this is purposefully really hard, but why the hell would I know this? Sorry, Simon Rattle.
David?
Simon David Rattle?
I'm thinking David as well. Yeah.
Nope.
It's Dennis.
Dang it.
We ran out of luck.
Yeah.
We have also, no luck. Next question. What subtitle goes with Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, The Pirate of Penzance? The Witch's Curse, The Last That Loved a Sailor, The Slave of Duty, or The Peer and the Perry?
It's The Slave of Duty.
Oh. All right,
Nisha. I know that. It's a fact. Like, I know
I
for sure.
You. I trust Nisha.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Nisha.
It's right!
Woo!
We're all collectively geniuses because of Nisha.
Yeah.
Even though we've gotten the last I don't know how many questions wrong.
Yeah.
Which composer wrote two piano concertos, one violin concerto, and one double concerto for violin and cello? Was it Beethoven, Brahms, Bach, or Bruch?
Bach or Bruch? Is it? Would it be Bruch?
I think you're right. So. I just didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Batch
and Bruch. No, it's okay.
Batch and Bruch.
Okay, so I feel like Beethoven would have written more than just two, one and one.
I know, but I'm thinking that about also Brahms and Bach. But then again, maybe if it wasn't their specialty.
I think Brahms, I would see, is maybe doing less.
Hmm.
I mean, Brahms wrote, I don't know.
The problem is I don't know anything really about Bruch, so.
I know, me neither.
I've never even heard that name before, so.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good.
Woo.
Okay, let's try Brahms.
Why not?
Brahms? All
right. I also feel like the concerto was more like, I mean, was it really Baroque? No, it was. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know Bach wrote just incredible amount of stuff for like church music and an insane amount of like fugues and preludes, but.
All right.
I do know that he has a. I know he has one beautiful violin concerto. I don't know if he has, I mean, he must have more than one, I think, no?
But I'm also thinking that about Brahms.
I have no idea.
Okay, just, I guess, click on Brahms, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
It's Brahms! We're geniuses!
Yay!
Okay.
In which country was Dilip's opera Lakme set?
In...
I think it's India.
Ceylon? Yeah, no, I was trying not to spoil it. I was going to say India, and then I was like, oh, we're supposed to read them out first. I was like, Ceylon.
Ceylon, Burma, India, or Vietnam? Unanimously, India. We decide that it's in India. And we are correct. Get this wrong.
Oh, thank God.
No, we could not possibly be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Which of these vehicles did Herbert von Karajan not appear with on the cover of his recordings?
What?
An airplane, a boat, a race car, or a hovercraft? I'm gonna go with hovercraft.
Hovercraft. Yeah, hovercraft.
I really want him to be on a hovercraft, but...
I think that would be iconic.
Yeah.
But we are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was the spice? Anyways.
Oh, no.
How many ballads did Chopin write? 4, 12, 24, or 48?
That's a big jump.
12 seems like a number, a good number, 24. I guess.
A reasonable number.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm probably wrong. I know nothing about Chopin. But for whatever
reason, 24
is calling to me.
I 12 or 24 seem... I don't know. I don't know.
I trust Nusha more than I trust myself, so I'll go with 12.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so much pressure.
Yeah.
12. No. It's 4!
Dang it! Listen, it was 48.
Which of these actors has not played Beethoven on screen?
I'm trying to think of a Beethoven movie, you know? My brain's spinning as Beethoven lives upstairs.
Why did you say Beethoven?
You said Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Anyways, was it John Belushi? Wait, yeah, who has not played Beethoven on screen? Is it John Belushi, Gary Oldman, Ed Harris, or Simon Callow?
Maybe John Belushi?
Maybe, yeah, why not?
I don't think John Belushi has played Beethoven before. Let's see. We're wrong. It's Simon Callow.
Well,
in Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, where is Dido Queen of? Is it Carthage, Egypt, Troy, or Rome?
Well,
it's Carthage.
You saying it. Okay, yeah, Carthage.
Okay. Woo!
Ooh, okay. Thank you,
I'm
Nusha.
I'm only smart because of Nusha. In which year did the Sydney Opera House open? 1971.
Oh, fuck, they're in 1 year increments.
I know, 1972. That's mean.
1973. Or 1974.
I get the vibe of 1972 or 4.
Mm. I was really thinking 1973.
I don't know. I think 72 or 73. Oh, that's my chair. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. 72
freaking
then?
I'll stand. Yeah.
It was 1973. I'm a genius. I am smart. Don't look down, queen. Your crown is falling.
Oh my god, kid.
Oh no.
All right, two more questions. Let's wrap this nightmare of a quiz up.
Let's go. Which of these composers was given the title of Master of the Queen's Music? Was it W.S. Gilbert, Sir Walter Parrott, Frank Bridge, or Harold Darke? I think it was Frank Bridge.
Okay. Or maybe Sir Walter Parrott.
So if you're the deciding factor.
I mean, Sir Walter Parrott has got the sir in it, which seems encouraging.
Okay. I'll click on
it
that.
It could be a trick, though.
It could be a trick.
Right!
Yes! Ah! It seemed weird that, like, there would be the one that doesn't have a knighthood, you know?
I mean, that's fair enough. Yeah. I think my brain was just like, you know Frank Bridge, you sang one of his songs. All right. Which of these artists did not perform with Luciano Pavarotti during his lifetime? It's me, it's us, it's all three of us.
We were a little young. Actually, when did Pavarotti die? 2007, so we would have been children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so was it Sheryl Crow, Celine Dion, the Spice Girls, or Madonna who didn't perform with Luciano Pavarotti?
I really want to see the Spice Girls with Luciano Pavarotti now.
But I don't think they did perform with them. Maybe, I don't know. Sheryl Crow?
They're all weird options.
No, because I know he's performed with Celine Dion, and I'm pretty sure he's performed with Madonna. But for some reason, I can't remember what Sheryl Crow sounds like and who she is. I know who she is.
I cannot think of a single song by her.
Okay. I think it's going to backhand us in the face and be Sheryl Crow.
I just have this weird feeling like I've heard of him with the Spice Girls.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So let's pick Sheryl Crow.
Sure.
Okay. Ready? We're wrong. It's Madonna. Oh, Madonna. That's sad for you, girl. Oh. Just so everybody on the internet knows, if you can answer all the classical music questions without Googling, you're a genius.
That's 40%
out of 20.
And it says you've got to promise, but we're not polishing a medal for you just yet.
Oh, ouch.
That's so rough.
It's a little ruthless classic FM.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us today. Butcher classical quizzes. Yeah. This was sort of fun.
We did decently on the Apple one. Like, you got to give us a little bit of credit on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr now, and Facebook, I suppose, as well as TikTok. Check us out there. Leave a comment about anything you'd like to hear us talk about. And then on all of our social media, you'll find the link to our card site.
And on our card site, you can find everywhere that we're streamed, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and many, many more.
And as always, thank you so much for tuning in this week or whenever you've chosen to listen to us. We've been Classical Baddies, and we hope to catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.